USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is continuing their first impeachment hearings against President Donald Trump. Harvard Law professor Noah Feldman believes President Trump pursued personal political interests by pressuring Ukraine to investigate Democrats.
President Trump has committed impeachable high crimes and misdemeanors by corruptly abusing the office of the presidency.
Meanwhile, the committee's top Republican, Doug Collins of Georgia, says,
"What's not new is it's the same sad story."
Police in Mississippi say a victim shot near Jackson State University is expected to survive. He was shot in the leg and does not appear to have life-threatening injuries. The historically black university has lifted its lockdown status, and while there is currently no threat to the campus, police are still looking for the suspected shooter. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man thrust into the national spotlight after shooting Trayvon Martin is now suing the victim's family. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
George Zimmerman suing Trayvon Martin's family and others for $100 million, claiming the use of false testimony in the case against him. Zimmerman was a neighborhood watch volunteer when he shot and killed the unarmed 17-year-old Martin in 2012. Zimmerman had claimed self-defense and was acquitted in a criminal trial. The lawsuit claims the Martin family arranged for false testimony at his trial. Details of the lawsuit were released to the media by a director of a documentary based on that trial. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration announced a plan on Wednesday to end food stamp benefits for about 750,000 Americans, issuing a new regulation that makes it harder for states to gain waivers from a requirement that beneficiaries work or participate in vocational training programs. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety, because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
For the first time in the United States, a heart from a deceased donor was successfully revived and transplanted to a patient in need. On Sunday, Duke University doctors revived the heart from a deceased donor using an artificial circulatory mechanism. Once beating, the heart was successfully transplanted into the patient, a military veteran in his 60s. Dr. Tara Narula is a cardiologist at Lenox Hill Hospital. She's also a CBS News contributor. She says this is a game changer.
Well, this is really good news.
Game changer, right?
Exactly. So you can imagine waiting for months and waiting and waiting and then potentially never getting a heart. Many people pass away while they're waiting. Yeah. And so the surgeon who performed this yesterday said this has the potential to increase the donor pool by about 30%.
For the most part, in 2016, evangelical voters widely embraced President Donald Trump. But what is the pulse of the evangelical vote as we head into the 2020 election? Jerry Falwell Jr. joins Newsmax TV and believes
he cares about the average American, and that means that it's only the authoritarians who are anti-religion, anti-church, because it's a voluntary movement, association of citizens. Just about all the positive change that's happened in our country in the last few decades has come from activism in churches. That's where the Civil Rights Act came from, was activism in black churches. That's what scares the establishment.
Falwell Jr. is also the president of Liberty University. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.